Today on CityCast Pittsburgh, summer's finally here, and so too is the stress of trying to fit in every warm weather activity that you dreamed about all winter. We're going to try to make things a little bit easier. Over the next 3 weeks, you'll be hearing our summer entertainment guide, recommendations for what to do in this city and how to do them best. Today, we're starting with a guide to the best guided tours in Pittsburgh. It's Wednesday, June 7th. I'm Megan Harris, and here's what Pittsburgh's talking about. I'm with CityCast audio producer Maria Carter. Maria, good morning.
Good morning.
And newsletter editor Francesca DeBecco. Hi.
Hey, excited to be here.
Have y'all done many guided tours in Pittsburgh? I feel like I've had my eye on a ton for years and like I just don't think to do them.
I've done a few, but there's so many I'd love to do. I love guided tours. There are so many experts in our city that know about interesting tidbits and facts, and it's just a really fun way to explore and see a part of town that you haven't seen before.
Maria, I feel like you're a little bit newer to town. Have you done any? Put us to shame.
No. I feel like I do guided tours of places I don't live. And so,
me too,
Or, you know, I've been like, I tried to go on a guided tour when my mom was in town, but it was kind of the fall, which is not the high season for a lot of guided tours.
Yeah,
and so
right.
The one we were looking at wasn't available. And so I didn't go. This has been, I've got some inspiration.
Yeah, this was a really fun one. Maria did a lot of our research and just like poring over it was kind of a blast for us. And one thing we noticed right off the cuff was that a lot of these tour options are like fun facts about Pittsburgh in various neighborhoods. And the thing that set them apart was the way that you take the tour, like the mode of transportation, which feels so true to Pittsburgh.
Getting around town.
So let's kick it off. Maria, what was your top pick of these different like modes of transit that you found?
Well, when you're on vacation or just like looking to have fun in your town, I feel like it's nice to relax and let someone else do the driving. So one of my picks was something called the Berg bus. And I feel like if you've ever been on a guided tour, there are lots of jokes along the way, usually. You know, tour guides kind of consider themselves comedians. So like, why not just go into that a little bit further and take a tour led by comedians, like actual comedians?
That's right.
This is pretty
new.
This thing moving around the city before, but I've never been on it.
It's like black and gold. It's got all kinds of fun designs on it, right?
Yeah, it's an old school bus. And one of the other kind of fun, cool things, it's BYOB. So, you know, not a lot of these tours are you going to be able to drink on necessarily, but this one you can, which always makes the comedy funnier, right? So, you know, as long as it's not a glass container, you can bring it on board and have a really good time, perhaps.
I think it's funny that you can like have beverages on an old school bus. It just seems like quite the experience.
Right? Not on like a high school field trip, perhaps, depending on your friend circle.
You don't have to smuggle it on in this case.
Right?
BYOB on the B.
My favorite of this crew, I always love an opportunity to be active and kind of like, you know, like be a little bit like literally physically engaged while looking around the city. And there's a couple of different bike tour options, which I thought looked really fun. There's the Golden Triangle bike tour that includes like your rent and bicycle rental, your helmet, some water. And then there's a bike, the Berg tour. It's a little bit more expensive and you have to bring your own bike and you can get a little bit of a discount.
Cool.
But yeah, they're both like 2 to 3 hour time commitments. I think the shortest route is maybe 4 miles. The longest looks like it's about 9. And they run one on the weekends and one just about every day. I thought it was like a cool way to like get a little bit of a narrative, experience a neighborhood. I like being on bicycles when I look around stuff, especially if somebody's telling me what I'm looking at.
Totally. And I feel like the experience is so different, like whenever you're cycling around. I had some out of town family do this tour and they loved it. So
which one?
The Bike the Berg tour. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So I think, you know, locals and out of towners alike, this is a great option.
Francesca, what about you? What's your top pick?
So I'm going to get a little nostalgic. If you want to feel like you're in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, I think Molly's Trolleys is the way to go. So these 1920s style trolleys do fully guided 90-minute historical tours. They run sightseeing tours daily. They start in the Strip District, and all tours even include a ride on the Duquesne Incline. So it's a perfect thing if you're like really taking around tourists and stuff. But even if you just want to, you know, get a little extra dose of nostalgia. I have the cost here. So kids under 12 are $15 and adults are $30, and the babes under 2 are $5. The thing that I think is really cool about this is that if you have a big group of family or friends to show around town, you can actually book a trolley for a private tour. So
I think
bachelorette parties. Yeah. I don't know, any sort of celebration you have. I've always wanted to do these, mostly because I wish we still had trolleys in Pittsburgh. But I did get to go on one time when my neighborhood house tour booked them to shuttle folks to different streets in the neighborhood.
Oh, that's a great idea for a house tour.
It was so charming. I loved it so much. So I highly recommend. It'll just take you back in time in Pittsburgh.
Well, and we have just a few honorable mentions that we thought looked really neat, but maybe folks are probably a little bit more aware of. Maria, what's your honorable mention?
My honorable mention is the double-decker bus from Pittsburgh Tour Company. It can take you around all day. You can hop on, hop off, and then like go to places like the Heinz History Center or the stadiums kind of as you're going around and doing other things. So if you're like looking for a big day, that would be my recommendation.
I really want to do that with my parents. I think it sounds super fun.
All the landmarks.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mine is the Pittsburgh Pirate Ship. It's $25 for adults and $12 for kids. It's only an hour. They run 7 days a week through October and starting in the North Shore Trail. It's called the Kraken. It's 40 feet long. I just think this is super fun. I love that the U.S. Coast Guard like approved this thing at all.
Yeah.
It seems so neat.
You should do that before a Buccos game. That'd be real fun. So mine, you all probably know about, you know, Clipper Tours, but there's some really cool ones with Doors Open. In general, Doors Open has a lot of awesome tours, but I think that this is also sort of an iconic way to tour Pittsburgh, you know, use our waterways. Some of the upcoming ones they have are called Histories and Mysteries of the Allegheny River, Bridges, Buildings, and Architecture of the Three Rivers, and the Mighty Monongahela. It's $15 for kids and $40 for adults. I went on a similar tour with the Gateway Clipper once and had so much fun. They give you all sorts of Pittsburgh history, and it's just like such a great view. Our rivers are so beautiful. So
We've talked to the executive director of Doors Open, Bonnie Baxter, before, and she was really inspired by the architecture tours in Chicago on their rivers, if you've ever taken those. So if you are a fan like I am, it sounds like this is going to be a really cool emulation of that.
Yeah, totally.
Also, one more shout out for the Cruise and Tiki's. Someday I'm going to take that dang tiki tour. I want to do it.
One day. If you're listening out there, Cruz and Tiki, make it happen for us. Help our host out.
Hey, CityCast listeners, this episode is brought to you by the Pittsburgh Opera. You know, a few weeks ago, some friends and I went to La Traviata, and I confess, it was my very first opera. But yens, it was incredible. So I was very excited to see that they've got a new show coming to the Byam Theater. It's April 27th through May 5th, called The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson. It's about a real person, a Pittsburgher and heroine, who in 1943 is managing a million moving pieces with the National Negro Opera Company. They're all set to perform on a floating barge just to avoid all the segregated venues, but bad weather strikes and they've got to figure out a way forward. If you want to know what happens next, you'll just have to attend. The show is in English. It does have a little dialogue. It's kind of short for something operatic, just over an hour, and tickets start at just $15. There are all kinds of discounts for students, teachers, seniors, and veterans. Plus, the Pittsburgh Opera's new rideshare program gives patrons up to $60 worth of Uber vouchers to get them to and from the show. If this sounds up your alley, get your tickets now for The Passion of Mary Caldwell Dawson at pittsburghopera.org. So our next category, of course, the show is never complete unless we have a food and drink category. We love to get our grub on while doing other things in the burg. Maria, what's yours?
Yeah, I say beer tastings, city brew tours. Yeah. Even better than a beer tasting, not having to drive from brewery to brewery
there
yourself.
There you go. It's safe.
Yeah, it's safe, you know, at least until the end, I guess. But it's $129, so it's a little bit more than a lot of these things. But it's 5 hours. You get to go to 4 breweries, 16 beers you're tasting, and you get a meal. So, like, on the whole, it's a really good deal, I think.
Oh, yeah. Think about how much it would cost to, like, Uber or, you know, go to these different places. That's cool.
Yeah, totally. I wanted to give some flowers to Wiggle Whiskey. They have a fun distillery tour, if that's your thing. I like that we're sticking with alcohol a little bit here. but you can check out like where they actually make the whiskey and other spirits. There's like a kind of a little Q&A that goes through it. And then, of course, a tasting at the end. I just think it seems super fun.
A little science show.
Totally.
Love that. So mine has beverages, but also food. It's the Burg Bits and Bites food tour. You know, walking around neighborhoods can really make you work up an appetite. So I think that this is a great bang for your buck. It's $50 per person. You can pick a neighborhood. They run them in the Strip, Lawrenceville, Brookline, Southside, and you get, you know, delicious bites along the whole adventure. In Lawrenceville, some of them are like Greek specialties, cupcakes, pierogi, and they say one of the Burg's best sausage sandwiches. I'm wondering where that is. But there are vegetarian accommodations too. You know, I feel like every time I go out in the Burg, I'm basically making my own tasting tour, but it would be fun to have it planned all for you. I was thinking it's kind of like going shopping at Costco with samples, but like way better.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah. there's another one I found that's called Passport to Pittsburgh, and it seems like this company kind of does like an a la carte thing for you or your group. It sounds like a lot of them are like 15 people and up, so this could be like a really fun thing for like a family reunion or like sort of a mobile party. Some of them are art-based, a lot of them are food-based. And some unconventional ones like the Amish Goodness and Goodies tour sounded really fun. Ooh. There's a Strawberry Fields Forever tour that's coming right up. A Teacups and Honey Pots tour. So just a lot of different fun options there.
That's so cute. I love that idea for a family reunion.
Yeah. And then if you like to be your own tour guide, the Pennsylvania Tourism and Visitors Bureau like has some really good ones just on their website that you can follow or cherry pick.
Yeah.
what you want to follow. They put together there's a bread trail, an apple trail, a fermented pickle trail. There's a charcuterie one, a maple one, an ice cream one. They all just look super fun and they go all the way across the state. But you can just obviously pick the Pittsburgh area ones if you want to stick local.
We will have links to that in the show notes.
Well, and I feel like no tour in Pittsburgh is complete without at least like some acknowledgement of what was there before it, right? We love to roll around in our history and nostalgia here. A lot of tours in our area, it turns out, are really based around what used to be a thing.
Yeah.
Francesca, I feel like your top pick I've heard so many people rave about.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been out to Cary Blast Furnace?
No.
I've been there for events and shows. Like, I remember there was an American Ninja Warrior taping there once. and there was a drive-in movie there that I went to.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They do all sorts of fun events, including tours. It's now a historic landmark. It's out in Swissville. And it's sort of this remnant of our steel industry heritage that was built as part of the Homestead Steelworks in 1884. It's such a cool site. I went on a mini tour during the Rivers of Steel's annual Festival of Combustion, and it was so neat.
What a uniquely Pittsburgh thing, Festival of Combustion.
I know, I know. It was so cool. It was just celebrating all of the industrial arts, and it was really neat. So it was cool to learn on this little tour about the innovative technology, the iron making process, plus like the culture of the workers. There's so much cultural significance here, especially about like workers' rights history. The Cary furnaces weren't involved in the big Homestead steel strike, but its grounds were. What I actually found really neat about this was that when you look around the industrial site any nature you see has only grown after it was shut down for many years. So the grounds were no way healthy enough to support wildlife before. And it's interesting to see like how nature has returned.
It's like our own little Chernobyl.
Yeah, kind of. Weirdly, yeah.
There's a lot of rust. It like kind of like, I don't know, it gets into your psyche a little bit.
Yeah, it really does. So general admission is $25, but there are some discounts for kids, seniors, and students. So check it out.
Well, speaking of labor history, there's another way to learn, one might say, the other side of it. The docents at the Frick Mansion and Grounds do a really great job of kind of putting you in 1892, right, as all of that stuff was kind of going on. Wow. The mansion itself is in Point Breeze. It's beautifully restored. There's a ton of art, and they talk about the architecture. Everyone's just, like, so smart and well-informed. But I will say it is definitely one where, you know, one person's freedom fighter is another's not quite a freedom fighter. It's an interesting perspective on history depending on the docent you get.
That's so funny. Wow. I've never been. I would love to see it sometime.
I think Megan's saying go a couple times so you can get different
yeah,
takes.
Get the full story for multiple doses.
Yeah.
They do say there's some challenging subject matter. I mean, it was a very tumultuous moment in history for the steel industry, for the Frick family specifically. Yeah. And they talk about violence and grief, and there was the loss of a child. So a warning there if that's something that wouldn't be fun for you.
I would say it was kind of similar at the Cary Furnace, too. You know, they talked about the accidents that happened there. It was obviously a really dangerous place to work. So, yeah, so definitely something to keep in mind. But, yeah, get the whole story. Maybe do Cary Furnace and then going to the Frick and, you know, get the whole picture.
Right.
And if you want to go over to Riverview Park in the north side, have you guys been to the Allegheny Observatory there?
No, actually, these tours just came back. I was just telling Megan, I'm so excited. They were, you know, I think paused during the pandemic. They were also like very sporadic.
Yeah.
But they're coming back this summer. It's kind of in my neck
of the
woods.
They're already back, I think.
Yes.
So, yeah. They run April through October on Thursday and Friday evenings because it's an observatory where you observe the stars and skies and all that stuff. Like, it all got its start by some people, like, walking into a professor's office and saying, like, hey, we want a telescope.
I mean, ask like for what you want. Why not?
Yeah, exactly. And they manifested it, and it happened. And at first, they were just like, probably, where it'd be like, let's look at pretty things in the sky. And then they started doing, like, a lot of research there on, and, like, they made money, like, keeping track of the time
that's
for the
right.
railroads.
Uh-huh. That's
yeah,
where daylight savings was founded.
No
yeah.
way.
And then,
yeah, it was.
And then the other thing is it's been used to measure the distance of the stars a lot. So like one thing I read said 40% of the stars we see in the sky were measured, like their distance was measured wow. through the observatory.
That's oh, wow. so cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, not only you're getting some real science besides hopefully on a clear day being able to see something cool in the sky.
Yeah, Maria, I was really excited for this one because they're actually returning for another tour that I want to talk about, which is neighborhood tours. So the Observatory Hill house tour is coming up on Sunday, June 25th. Guys, I love Pittsburgh house tours.
You really do. Francesca is the consummate Nebby neighbor.
Exactly. It is so fun to be Nebby and peek inside homes and gardens. And it gives you ideas like for projects in your old Pittsburgh homes, too.
Nice.
And the price for that is $40. That'll get you VIP tickets to the house tour and the observatory. So it's a good deal. And stay tuned for others, the annual Mexican War Streets House and Garden Tour. That's on September 17th. And then I know that Manchester and Brighton Heights do home and garden tours, too. I haven't seen those announced, but just keep your eyes out for it. It's such a fun way to explore different neighborhoods or your own. Definitely recommend.
Totally. Looking deeper into the season, Allegheny West is like amazing, too. But that's definitely a Christmas time one for your future
yes.
calendars. The ones that I was looking at, my honorable mention, are some of the outdoors ones, but they have like really wonderful rolling calendars. So you can check out stuff really all summer long. Two organizations that are doing great work are Venture Outdoors and then the Three Rivers Outdoor Company. We'll have links to their websites in our show notes. You can check out their full calendars, but there's really a little something for everyone in terms of checking out a new activity that you might want to try, taking a walking tour. Some of them involve beverages as well. But yeah, there's all kinds of fun stuff all summer long.
And then another thing that's great for the summer are the nationality rooms in the Cathedral of Learning. Ooh. And why it's a summertime activity. Well, it's an indoor summer activity. So if it's a hot day, like go for the
air conditioning. Or at least some reprieve. I don't know how much air conditioning one is getting in the bottom of the Cathedral of Learning, but
good point.
But it's indoors and you know, you can go kind of check out the rooms and see how they decorated them, basically.
Yeah, they're classrooms, like historical classrooms from all kinds of different cultures at different moments in history.
And they do guided tours, but you need to book ahead through the web form.
I've never managed to do it correctly. Not one time. My tour has been by reading the online website, which has a lot of information, and looking through the little peepholes on the classrooms that have it.
Well, maybe this is your summer, Megan.
I know.
I'm so ashamed, like, to be a Pittsburgher and have not gone to the nationality rooms yet or some of these other tours. I guess we'll just have to build our summer bucket list and year-long bucket list for tours. I would love to see what our readers and listeners, what tours they do this summer.
Yeah, definitely. Let us know your favorites. If we missed any, we'll keep adding to this list. You can email us at pittsburgh@citycast.fm. You'll probably be talking to Francesca, so that's your direct line. and you can give us a call to call or text. It's 412-212-8893. A little news before you go. It's National Dog Bite Awareness Week, and the U.S. Postal Service released a bunch of tips to help your good dog have only good days, plus a list of the cities and states with the worst reputations for nips. Pittsburgh came in 17th in 2022, so not bad, not great, and Philly was 11th. As a state, Pennsylvania was 4th in the nation for the second year in a row. The Postal Service suggests noting what time your regular mail person arrives every day and making sure that Fido is secure before the appointed hour. This week also marks the 25th anniversary of the tornadoes that touched down in Mount Washington. Before then, and for a long time in a lot of places, people thought that tornadoes couldn't form in hills or cities or river valleys, let alone in a city built on a hill around three rivers. Check out today's Hey Pittsburgh newsletter for a look at the 14 tornadoes that ripped through the area in 1998. And if you weren't here at the time, thankfully no one died. There were a bunch of injuries, though. That link will be in our show notes. And if you've made it this far, we've got one more favor. We just need 100 people to fill out the survey we've been talking about. It's 5 minutes long, all multiple choice. And if you make it to the end, you can enter to win an easy $250. And hey, that's way better than your odds at the average 50-50 raffle, right? Just a few more folks will help us hit our goal. That's at citycast.fm/survey. That's all for today here on CityCast Pittsburgh. If you're liking the show, please tell a friend, rate us, leave us a review, and make sure you're subscribed to our Hey Pittsburgh newsletter. Francesca appreciates every reader, we swear. We'll be back next Wednesday with one more in our summer entertainment guide, and we'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Talk to y'all soon.
Me to New York. Get out of here.
There's an enormous Frick mansion there. That's not wrong.
Get out of here, New York.